How would you do it?
Wade's gonna record me saying what I should do.
Oh, here we are back on the shuttle drop. Today, what me and Matt's going to talk about, we talked about this earlier. We probably talked about this a thousand times, actually. We're going to do a breakdown of the top river runner creekers that we've been paddling here lately, because me and him probably paddle more boats than 99.9% of the people out there. So the boats we're going to be covering today, we're going to cover the new Liquid Logic RMX, because Matt just picked him up an 86 and I have an 86. The Scorch, which any size, basically, they're all the same. And the Jackson Narvana and the Dagger Code and the Zet Cross and Five. Is there anything else that we're missing? Kind of like Waka,
And
technically.
touch on, we're going to touch on the Varus, but we haven't paddled it,
You're going to flux around and find out what you're going to do, Matt. So you need to
but
be careful with that. I
which one
think
do we start?
he flucks around too much. No, so yeah,
Did get a cool saying on that. I do like that.
dude, I like the flux around and find out. So the Varus flux, yeah, me and you both, neither one of us have paddled it, but we both sat in it. We're right. I mean, you looked over it pretty good there at Golly Fest. I looked over it and I've watched it on the water. I've been out on the water. So have you. You've seen it like out on the water, and a lot of people have paddled, but I haven't paddled it. It's still a prototype.
Yeah,
I'm
who knows
not.
the defining boat, but yeah, it looks promising, honestly. It's intriguing looking.
I think so too. I think
I
they did
like
a
the
really
narrow
good
bow.
job for their first creaker.
I like those sharp type bow boats. So I mean the narrow bow has me intrigued.
Just like the RMX.
That's right.
We got an RMX. Let's see, what can we start with? Let's start with the RMX since you brought it up here. We'll do a little RMX action. So for everybody listening, I'm pulling up the RMX. Can you see it on your screen, Matt?
Yeah, it looks good.
It's a
Just
good looking.
fair warning, I've only paddled it a little bit, so.
You've paddled it enough, and you've paddled a lot of boats, so you kind of know what you're looking at. Going my initial, I did do an on-water review and a walkthrough, and Matt will have one coming also, because this boat is the range on it. You didn't feel like super small in it, did you?
No, honestly, I didn't. You know me, if I know that a small is coming out or something, I pretty much have the boat already ordered. But like this one, I felt like it was gonna be too big. But when I hopped in yours, it felt really good. Honestly, it felt smaller in the water than the small Nirvana to me.
Yeah, I wish they had a hull shot on
And
there.
I think people sometimes see the gallon and get freaked out, which I'll be honest, I did a little bit, and like it just looked big in person. But people gotta realize things paddle a lot different on the water, like the what where the water lines stand and your weight and that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure, man. What I had found was, number one, this boat's super fast. And it's got a really long water line. It's 9'4". So looking over the specs here, it's actually, let me pull up the specs because we.
You should have this memorized by now.
I actually do, but I get them wrong a lot. So technically, I don't have them. The RMX is 9'4". The actual width of the boat is 26.5. And it's 86 gallons, obviously. And there is a 96, and it's 27.25.
27.
Dude,
Oh,
that
I think I
96 is
could
a big one.
crawl. I think I could literally crawl in their fetus style and fit.
What I really liked about this boat, number one, it's super fast. I love the speed of coming out of things. It's super fast. I'm blasting out. That swallow cutout, the half moon style tail, functions really well. It runs that line out. I don't know if we can you see this?
I can see everything, yeah.
Yeah. That area right there tapers off fast, so you can lean and drive because there's an edge that runs all the way the length right there. It gets a little wide right here, but I, like Matt was saying, look at this thing. Woo-wee. Look at that bow. It's got a very narrow bow up in the front, the way it kind of caves in. And I really like that. Where you're going to find this boat does kind of struggle a little bit is when you drop over stuff. And if you don't have perfect technique to load this section right here, this bow will drop underwater and it subs on you. You're going to find that out, Matt. It's going to like, because it's narrow, we got spoiled by those big wide bows up there. And this one doesn't have it. And man, it's like if you come out and you don't like drive it, like, hold on. If you don't like tail load that thing and get the bow up like a half slice, what it does, it comes off and it starts to fall. The bow gets swamped. It does resurface well, but it will swamp under and pop out, which was different
Well,
compared to what's out there nowadays.
just in the short time paddling, I mean, it felt good. It felt narrow, it felt nimble. I could like lift it up even with my little skinny thighs side to side pretty well, which I like to be able to do. Felt in control. I do want to get it on some bigger water before I give like my full impressions of it,
Yeah, I
but
mean,
shoot, but we've paddled so many boats, you honestly within the first 20 minutes kind of know.
yeah, some
I
people
mean, you
might.
pretty much know. Some
I
people be
yeah.
like, no way, you know, but yeah, you do when
I'm
you
like, if you
40 something
paddle,
minutes.
maybe people that don't paddle a lot of boats don't know that because they don't get that variety. But every 8 months to every year, man, we'll be in a different. I'm in a different boat almost every single lap if I can help from. I kind of like that though, don't you?
Keeps you
Yeah.
intrigued in the sport, I mean, so to speak, you know,
Yeah.
like, hey, how's this gonna handle today or whatever.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, and as far as like, man, I know it sounds crazy. As far as like cons on that RMX, I really don't have many cons. It gets a little like squirrely in the flats, but I think I mentioned that in my review. I was like, oh, it doesn't track well. And what I was trying to explain myself now, what I was meaning by don't track well, when it comes out of drops, it'll come out, and if you let it hit like an eddy line or an eddy fence, it wants to turn in that. But while you're in the flow and flowing, it tracks money. I like how it just tracks smooth. But if you're like hitting something or coming out into like a drop in the flat water, that's where the tracking starts lacking on that. Tracking
Yeah, I
starts
love
lacking,
the. I
baby.
actually, I don't. I shoot. The 3 years you've known me, I haven't owned a Liquid Logic boat, and I haven't owned one since the Biscuit. So, this is my first one, honestly, because they don't put out a lot of smaller spec boats. But
No.
it felt it very comfortable. The thigh hooks felt adequate. Yeah, I don't. I mean, so far, again, limited experience, and I don't have many complaints, but. I could see it maybe if you're on a super tight run, the length might come into play. But it is nimble, so that kind of evens that out a little bit with the narrow bow.
Yeah, and it's not super high rockered in the tail. So the tail, comparative to like Code, Nirvana, and all that, it was like 2 to 3 inches lower in the back tail. And I kind of like that because it gives you the ability to engage that back tail better. I think, and it locks it in a little cleaner coming out of things. I moved my seat around in it. I was trying to find a perfect spot for the seat, and I went all the way back, I went all the way forward, went back middle. I'd found that being about, for my body weight, for being about maybe a half inch back from center is money for me. But that's not crazy. That's not like super far back, honestly.
Now, would you say if you're a half slice boater or full slice boater mostly, then you know how to use that stern a lot? Would you say this would be a better boat than like a full creek with that bulbous tail on it?
Correct.
And
Just
if you
like,
paddle mostly bulbous creek boats and not half slices, you may be like, this might not be the right boat for you. I don't know. I'm just
you might be on the struggle bus for a little bit trying to, because you're going to find out it encourages you to drive that tail. If you don't, but like you'll pick it up just like that. Someone that's in a half slice will definitely pick it up faster than someone that's used to paddling like a Mach No. It's definitely would be harder coming out of like a Mach No into that than like say like a party brap into it.
Right,
You'd be
yeah,
like,
I
oh
mean.
yeah, you'd be easy. Yeah, or someone that used to paddle the Alpha. Outfitting, I thought as you've seen outfitting on Liquid Logic's nothing crazy, but it all functions really well. I liked it. I was comfortable the whole day. I sat in that thing for hours, got multiple runs in it.
Yeah, I fit in all your boats pretty much. Like, I don't have to do anything, honestly, which is
Yeah.
surprising because I'm so little, but. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what you had it outfitted with, but I'm 140, 145 for people out there. So whatever you have it outfitted with, that fit me.
Yeah, as far as size wise, it is. I go pretty tight in my boats. The drain plug. Oh man, that was a thing on it.
Perfect
Everybody
fit. Perfect fit, man.
everybody talked about this drain
It
plug.
gets every drip. Why wouldn't you want that?
I know, it's so funny. That damn drain plug right there, man. It was like Everybody, like from the get-go, I was like, oh, that's not going to work, but it's actually protected by
Yeah,
that.
you balance it on the tip and then it drips. Tip,
Yep.
drippy tippy.
Yep. And it drops right out right there. And these things right there protect it. So I was
Versus the
pretty
machete,
impressed on that.
which is all the way up near the RMX sign, and
It's
then
like right
just
in there.
reverse
The worst spot to ever put it. I can't stand that. Yeah. We won't go on about the machete on this. I love the boat, but I didn't like
Oh,
that.
no, for sure.
That was probably the worst thing ever to put a drain plug inside where your hand would
Hey,
go.
I'll have to say too, this boat looks sexy. Like
Dude, the
I
lines.
said about the machete, like this is one of the better looking creek boats.
We can put the Matt Wallen. What do you give it, the Matt Wallen sex appeal?
Sex appeal. It's not quite machete level, but I would say it's like an 8.5 or 9 in my
Okay.
opinion. Especially for a creek boat. I think it looks good. Good lines.
What looks better than it? How about that?
For a creek boat,
Yeah.
I had to go with the Scorch.
Okay. I would
Color
put
wise, and if you combine color and lines and everything, I think the Scorch looks a little bit better.
Okay. I could see
And
that.
then
Well,
on
there you
the.
go. You got anything else on the remix, the RMX? And there
Now,
is a nine.
we'll have to do maybe a, I don't know, part two on this because I want to come back to that one for sure.
Yeah, we'll go on. Since you brought up the Scorch, we'll move on to the good old Scorch. You've been.
But I to finish off with the RMX, what I wanted to say was, if you're a smaller pal like me, it does work. Now, if you're an intermediate, below intermediate, you probably don't want to go with the 86. They're coming out with a small 76 in March, from what I hear. They told me when I was there picking up that boat. So anyway,
It's
but
like
it's not,
everything.
yeah,
It's
it's
like
not too big though, if you want to demo it at least.
a lot of things. I believe it when I see it. You could, you, yeah, I believe them. I mean, I was told too, they actually have the mold and everything on its way. So we'll see kind of where that small ends up. And I don't know if it's going to be a 70s. I guess it's going to be a 76.
I'm a little worried about that being too small. I think it's gonna fall in that like too small area. I hate to say that, but
Did
like
the Scorch small fall? Did a Scorch small one fall in that area?
kind of like I mean when I paddle, we'll get into that, but when I paddle it, yeah, there's some runs where it would be spicy on for a creek boat. So like I think like 78, 79 gallons would be perfect for a smaller boat.
Yeah.
Well, here he is. Here she is, or the Scorch. And this is like one of the old. What came out first, Code or Scorch? Can't remember.
Code.
Code. Okay.
Yeah, the codes was one of the OG ones.
Yeah, people probably gonna complain we didn't talk about the OG, but
Well, that's the thing, it's so old. Can you see both of
we're
these on
not
this?
Waka, bruh.
Can you see these on the screen?
Yes.
You can kind of see how the Scorch rocker is about the same as the RMX, but what I like about the Scorch is the width up here in that front of that bow. I mean, I know after I just said how much I like a narrow bow. This bow is absolutely
Well,
beautiful.
it's not super wide though. Like it's a good medium, like median is what I'd say on the Scorch.
Yeah, I would say that too. It's like this thing, so this thing actually isn't so bad for like bad technique. So if you come out of a drop and you land like anywhere in this area, it lifts with you.
Oh,
It'll lift
absolutely.
straight up. And I really like that. I really like the fact that pretty much the Scorch's best ability is hitting this area here, and there's some wave deflectors right there that keeps that bow from swamping. And it has a high rocker tail right here that you can drop down and add more rocker up here. That's what makes this boat so beautiful. And it's a really sexy looking boat. I love the lines on the Scorch, man.
Yeah, it looks really good. I don't have much bad to say anything about the Scorch, though. I love it. I've taken it on multiple different types of runs, small creeks like the North Fork Tide, bigger water, bigger. Yeah, it just handles so well. I'd say the only really downside is like super manky stuff. It doesn't really like rocks necessarily. It's
Yeah.
not horrible, but if I had to pick one negative, that's what it'd be.
Yeah, it doesn't like rolling off of rocks. You can see the specs for the small, medium, large. I'm in the medium and he's in the small, so it the specs, I mean, it's only a half inch. I thought it was more. It's only a half inch more narrow, but it's 4 inches shorter.
God, it feels so much wider in the medium. I don't know,
It's
man.
really not
I
according to
know,
this here.
I know, yeah.
Look, they're
Sometimes.
all just a half inch, 24.5 in the small, 25 in the medium, and 25.5 in the large.
I know, I just feel like the medium is a tank for me. I don't know why. The
I like how they carry this volume out right there behind you.
Yeah, I will say the small has some trouble with the tail just because it's so it's I
It's
mean
too narrow.
it's a small boat. I mean it is what it is, but
They have those cutouts right there that cut down, and it helps. You can lean this boat and engage those cutouts. It don't even seem right, but you can engage those in certain circumstances. When you come out of a drop and you lean it and the water covers up all of that, it helps that tail from slipping. That's a theory of mine anyway. Doesn't let it slip around. Where have we seen these? Is there another company that's using these?
fluxing the flux around and find out maybe.
Yeah, I love them. I think it's a good idea.
Great idea. Looks good too.
Yeah. Good color. I like the smoking gecko. You like that smoking gecko also, don't you?
I have a ton of boats in that color. I
Yeah,
wish they would come out with one more. I'm not a huge fan of the other two. Be nice to have like a they should do like a, the old purple and pink. I like that one
I do
actually.
too.
Like the machete color.
Yeah, I like that. I like that color too.
Would you are we doing a final rating at the end?
We can. Yeah, let's do like a
I
final
was
rating
gonna
now.
ask you how you felt about that between the RMX, but yeah, we'll wait. I will say one thing I really love about the Scorch, you get caught in a hole, man. That thing's great again.
Oh, whew, I
Those
found that.
edges just save you.
Well,
But
I mean,
you
it
got
depends on the size of the hole. I guess
you have the flu, man. That doesn't count.
I did have the flu that day.
Imagine if you were in there in the RMX though.
I like
Ooh.
the I think the tail is easier to turn and load that tail, and having a little longer. It spins fast. It's really
Oh,
flat in the
you
center.
probably wouldn't have been in there in the RMX if
I
it
would have probably had so much speed
yeah,
blowing through it. Yeah.
it's
The
long.
Scorch is a boat that, as you know, you got to drive it or it'll punish you. Don't lay back and think, "Oh, I'm just going." No. I think a lot of people might have bought the Scorch thinking that it was going to take care of them, and then they got their ass kicked a few times and they was like, "Sell it."
Yeah, it's definitely not a, yeah, it's not a beginner friendly creek boat, I would say. If you're looking to just kind of go down the river, pick your lines, like wah da 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 da, that's not the boat for you, that's for sure. The next one, the code might be that.
Oh, you think the Code's a beginner friendly creek boat, huh?
Definitely.
As some people would say,
The Chode.
the Chode. And yeah, the best way to describe the Code to me is a refined Waka OG.
I didn't paddle that boat, but it's a Code is a great all arounder for sure, and
I think so too.
it takes care of you. I love the, I mean, I personally love the Code. I just like the Scorch a little bit better, just because I like a more aggressive, harder boat to paddle. But the Code will definitely take care of you. And there's situations where I'd want it, like on a new run.
Yeah.
Say I go in and did Linville tomorrow, the Raven Fork. I'd want a Code. Not gonna lie.
Oh, dude, for sure. And I could tell you, I actually had a lot of input back on the prototyping of this. Once again, it's narrow right there, but then the volume starts out really wide in this area. And I think it rubbed a lot of people the wrong way. But man, you want a boat to take care of you? This thing is an absolute beast for taking care of you. Very soft on the edges. You paddled the small for a while. I paddled all three sizes, actually large, medium, and small. And I go right in between the medium and large. I like the large. It's a little edgier than the medium. It has a little harder edge on it. I think because it maybe floats me a little higher and I can edge it a little more. But this boat does not have an aggressive edge on it at all.
No, the only thing I found with the small, at least, was I got back injured quite often. I remember when we ran Moshier Falls or whatever, I got destroyed a couple of times.
Yeah, and I think the small is a true small, wouldn't you say
Yeah, no,
so?
it is. Yeah, it
It did
is.
not have enough volume right there, in my opinion. I think they went a little too small with it. That's
But it
always
was
a hard one.
still a great boat, though.
Yeah, I
Can't
think
go wrong with the Code.
you could definitely paddle the medium easily. Beautiful bow rocker. This thing, this bow just blasts out of things, dude.
It does. Remember those people we watched on what is it, Power Slide that day on the Cascades? Like they'd be like sideways and then just blast out through the bow. And
I'd
we're
be like, code power.
like,
Boom. That thing, it drops back, it gets on it, and it just like, it'll hit. And then when as soon as it hit, it just bounces straight up. Boom, and blast out of things. Scorch kind of does that too, but in a different way. Scorch does it all the way from the tip all the way back. The code, you kind of want to hit it more about right in there and let it go, but it's very high rocker. I think it's like 17. It's one of the higher rocker boats on the market today, in my opinion. I think so. I think out of all my ones I've
I
tested.
measured them at one point, but it's been a while. I can't remember.
Yeah, they all start jumbling up the same. Yeah, and going over the specs, we can go over the specs. The code, the medium comes in at 8'9". It's 27 inches wide. That's wide. 20, I just now
That's why I
realized
don't
it.
know. That's why I don't know that I would like a medium. 27 is pushing it for
I
me.
got to show you this. Look at that. That actually says, am I reading that correctly?
That's 27.
Whoa, I did not know it was that wide, dude.
Dude, I would
20.
have to put in like six seat shims on each side or hip shims.
See, it's got more volume than the 86. It's
Yeah. So
almost.
the medium scorch was what, 82 gallons and 25. No, 26 or 25.5
So this
gallons.
is a high volume creek boat, but it's in a shorter package. You know, it's in that 8'9" package, and all the volume's right around you, and then it's rounded. It's kind of like a Dealchine. It's rounded. They don't have hull pictures on here. It kind of like goes in steps like that. But I really like that hull for like flare boofs off of rocks. Like if you're on small manky stuff, if you basically want a boat that's kind of like good for everything, it's not going to be as good in big water. I felt it struggled a little bit in big water. It was a little too pushed around. I think the higher volume rocker kept it, makes it do that too much. And it doesn't have a low edge. It's got a really high edge, and it seems to want to get shoved around in big water. Would you not agree?
Yeah, it's not great at like when I'm in a hole. Like I didn't like. I know I've tried to surf in a hole and stuff like that. So, but yeah, I agree. Like boofing and stuff, great boat. Like can't go wrong with that. It just slides off like butter.
That those when you like those flare boofs, say there's a rock and you're just wanting to boof off, you can come off, there's no edge, it just
I mean,
smooth it.
it's one of the best Southeast boats. I mean, hands down. I would say.
If you paddle a lot of mank and you just want to be taken care of a lot, I say go code. Would
Yeah.
you not agree?
I have no, absolutely. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
And it's one of the safer
And
boats, think about it.
obviously outfitting is great.
Top notch.
You got the leg lifters. You don't have to get thigh hookers in or anything like that. That's my only complaint with Dagger outfitting, though, is that the thighs, in my opinion, don't come in quite as much as I like. I wish it would have
Would you say they need to upgrade the outfit? What would you fix on it?
that's the only thing. The thighs, like I wish they would come have a little bit of adjustability or
Like a thigh hooker?
come out a little harder. Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
But I mean the leg lifter compensates for that somewhat, but I like to just be locked in
Yeah.
tight.
The leg lifter pushes the thighs up
Right,
into
yeah.
the thigh hooks and holds them in
But like
place.
piranha boats for me, if I'm in a medium, I absolutely have to have the hookers or I'm
I do too.
there's no way I'm paddling in here.
I love me some thigh hookers. I don't want to, yeah, almost every boat Piranha boat, I want thigh hookers in it.
Don't put bees knees in other boats. Just get the thigh hookers.
No bees knees. Why not?
I'm just saying, if you're in, but if you're bees knees or thigh hookers, the thigh hookers are better. They're plastic. They're drilled in or whatever. They're just better.
And they're $70. Bees
What?
knees.
Oh yeah, there's bees knees are more too.
They're like I could buy two
But
thigh
like,
hookers.
do they really only give you if you really in reality like what another inch maybe, because after
Yeah.
that they just flop, they just bend over, so there's nothing you can do about it. Not a
Yeah.
bad product, I'm just saying, comparatively.
On the bees knees, huh? Look at this. So here we are. So now we got the
Yeah, Jackson will not like me after this.
why?
It's just, we'll see.
Look at this. Here we go. Man, I can't really get it to. I want it.
I do have to give a shout out to CKS for letting me demo the small. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, so now we're on to the Narvana, the Jackson Kayak Narvana. I spent some time in this. I did some play boating in it, did some creek boating in it. I took it down a few runs actually now. And what can I say about it? I did a complete walkthrough and review on it. One of the things that stood out right away to me is this bow. I didn't like the way they carried that volume all the way out. I understand why they did it. I understand why they did it, but if it was me, I would have probably cleaned that up just a little bit and for God's sakes, add some deck styling here. Would you not agree, Matt?
Yes, this is the ugliest boat. Besides the mutant.
Don't even get me started on that damn thing. That mutants, that's a
Hey,
different
if
animal.
you care about looks, that's a, most people don't care about what a boat
I
looks like.
love this tail.
The tail looks good. The bow is horrendous. I'm just gonna, I mean,
Well, I wouldn't say it's horrendous. I think it's definitely it's
look wise,
look.
that's all. Not a performance look wise.
Yeah, I don't even know. It's not the best looking bow, but it's got a nice flat. What I do like about it is this hull. Look at this shape here. You've paddled it. That hull, does that bow just stay beautifully dry right
No,
here?
that this thing really excels. Like I noticed, when you have like multiple drops, it is kind of like a if you took a flat rock and like skipped it across the lake, like it has that kind of feel to it. Like when you're going off multiple drops in a row, I just didn't like. I guess when I was paddling, and even the small, the bow just felt super over wide. Like I honestly didn't think there's a need for that unless you're paddling some like sick ass like hard whitewater. Obviously, like the Stikine or something. I guess that's where my problem with this boat comes in. And people are gonna be like, "Oh, Matt is an idiot," but I think it's more of like a niche boat in some aspect because I just don't think there's a need for that much bow, like unless you're running that kind of water.
Can you see that width?
Yeah, 27.25.
That's massive.
That's
So
big.
far, that's the largest boat in our whole lineup. The
I mean,
largest, 28.
like I told you, the small Nirvana felt almost bigger than the RMX, like in water
I
paddling.
didn't paddle it, but just sitting in it when you had it there, I was like, dude, I could totally rock that boat. It's 26 inches wide, 80 gallons in a small. I'm talking about the small. 26 inches wide, 80 gallons, and at 8 foot 6. The medium is 8 foot 10, 27.25 width, 91 gallons. The large is 9 foot 3, 28.25, and 102 gallons. So the large is what I would call a true large. I have
That's
not paddled it yet. I haven't paddled
massive.
it, but I've seen it.
The other negative I didn't like about it was like it felt slow to accelerate, which I'm not a huge fan of. It had decent top speed, but kind of slow to accelerate. But I did like the stern. You can use it to stern boof. Kind of like the Scorch or RMX, that kind of thing. Stern's nice. I didn't find it very nimble, which again, a lot of this comes down to paddling style when we're kind of giving our take on boats. And I'm just more of a fan of the sharper paddling style boats. And that's personally. So it's
You
not a knock
can't.
on the boat.
And looking at it here, you can see the edge runs right there. They actually cut the edge off like right about there and right about there. I think if they would have run that edge all the way out, I'm a big fan of running the edge out. But I kind of get why they did that. I think they wanted to kind of like make it bigger water and the ability to change direction. They didn't want it to lock in so much right here. So it's kind of like all the boats paddled pretty damn different.
Yeah, I
This
mean,
one, I didn't dislike it. I think every single one is a really good boat. Would you not agree that
oh
you
no,
can?
all of them are great, and all of them have their pros and cons. Like I said,
The outfitting in this, what would you rate this outfitting?
very comfortable, very good, easy to maneuver, easy to get around. I like Jackson outfitting.
I do too. I think it works extremely well. The
I
bulkhead
mean,
thigh
it
brace.
locks in. I mean, the
Seat adjustment, by far the best on the industry,
oh,
right there.
absolutely, absolutely.
You can adjust that seat and 20 seconds.
Yeah, and they have the nice hand grabs, and I was kind of like complaining, like, "Well, how do you carry this deck on boat?" There's actually
There's
you
a
don't know, there's like some hand like rope, not ropes, but straps in there. You got to put your hands in, but that's kind of nice too.
inside the bulkhead wall is right here. There's a cutout. Matt was talking about it. We were walking down the drives of the pigeon. He talked about carrying it. And I was like, "Did you not grab the little strap?" He goes, "What strap?" And I was like, "Reach up into the wall." So what they do, they run a webbing strap through the foam wall, so you guys can remember that. And because their rim is rolled, it balances nicely on the rolled rim right here. And then you grab that strap, and then you hold on right there. Pretty cool that they did that, wouldn't you agree with
No,
that?
I like that. It works out well. I will say this is another boat though that it's not a lazy paddler boat. Like that bow kind of wants to skew off one way or the other if you're not paddling aggressively. So that's one thing I did notice. It's not, I wouldn't say it's a code that like takes care of you without paddling. It's kind of in between a code and scorch in my opinion, as far as like how you need to paddle the boat
Yeah.
aggressive wise.
What color did you have? This one, right?
I'd had the goat, the pink one.
They have goat, red.
They got some cool colors this year. I do like the Northern Lights,
The I
especially.
like the Northern Lights and ice, baby. Ice,
And
baby.
Jackson pricing has been good. I mean,
$15.99.
they've had sales too,
Right out of the package.
$1,300 and stuff. So that's, I mean, that's a factor for sure.
Yeah. They have the weight rating on the small 100 to 170, and that's how I think that's pretty accurate. Actually, I think you
Yeah,
could go a
I
little
will
heavier.
say I think Jackson nailed the small on this one. It's like a good volume to where it's not like I feel like I could take on some big water and not get back entered. And that would be my use for the boat if I had one. But
Yeah.
I would find myself kind of being bored or not happy with it around like the green, that kind of stuff. I would just rather be in something a little more sporty.
I'd found it does have a like a harder edge to it. Would you like it? It's not like super edgy, but it's definitely got a hard edge on it. It's not like super friendly on those Mankey style creeks. It seemed
It
like it would
spun
ha
good too. Shoot, I did a couple of really good 360 rock spins off of it. So
Well, there you go. He got some. Oh yeah, because it's so rockered at the end. It does have a high stern rock. It has a di the actual water. The amount of boats that's in the water is very small. That thing will spin on a dime.
I actually think I would really like it if I had the opportunity to just cut some of that bow down a little bit on the sides where you're pointing out.
I agree. I
But I
think.
mean, I get why they did it. Like I said, it's made to run some big water, so it is what it is.
Yeah, and I think it does that very well.
Yes. So keep in mind when we're talking about boats, like there's certain things some of these boats do are made for. Maybe we haven't even taken them on yet. So.
Well, you know what you're doing then, don't you? You see that on the screen?
Dang, 1650.
Is that how much that thing is?
Whew. I didn't realize they're getting up there near Piranha.
We just pulled up, what's it called, Matt?
The Flux.
Matt just at the start of this podcast, he fluxed around and found out where this is the Varus Kayaks Flux. And this is so anyone that doesn't know, Varus Kayaks is a kind of a smaller company. They've been around for a few years, and they've had boats like the Hellbender, the Gladiator, and they've been really making strides here lately. And they've got this newer boat called the Varus Kayaks Flux, and it looks like it's going to come in a small and medium.
Yep, that's what they told me. They said they would let me borrow one when a small came out, so we'll see.
Yeah, and looking over the specs here, so I'm going to go ahead and look over the specs. Let's pull it up and zoom in a little bit. The length is
I like the length. That's
eight
cool.
foot six. That's just a little shorter. 25.5. I like the width. Volume's going to be nine. Now, this is all prototype specs. This could change.
Yeah, they're from my back of the woods. They're good dudes. And I mean, I
Well, now
think.
they're from my back of the woods, which
Oh,
is
that's true.
ironic.
That's true.
They're in they're in South
Now
Carolina.
this thing looks good.
Can you see it on the screen pretty good
Yeah, I
again?
can. The one thing I'm curious about, it's got those flat sidewalls, just kind of like the Hellbender. So I'm curious to see how they do in the water. But the Chili has those too, and the Chili is excels. So
But it's not a creek boat.
no, it's not. I'm very interested to paddle it. It
I
looks.
think, you know what? I think they've seen what's out there And looking at it, it looks a little different than a lot of things. Now, I've only seen the prototype. They did run the edge almost the entire length of the hull. Looks like they stopped the edge about a foot from the end of the boat, from the end of the bow. I'm looking at the bow. So it doesn't have any edge here, but it starts an edge here and runs all the way down, which I definitely love that. Looks like they have a bit of kick rocker here. It's not
Yeah, for
progressive.
sure.
Look how it drops really fast. See if we can find a, they don't have a side profile. Let me see if I can find a side profile of this. They don't.
I really do like the look of the bow, though. It
I
looks
do too.
like a bow. Looks like,
It's
I mean, it looks good. It's a, I like those colors. I mean, Varus usually has pretty cool colors.
always, yep. Yeah, this is all out of fiberglass molding. And their outfitting, yeah, that what do they got? Let's look go through their colors here. Orchid solid, Miami Vice fade, iceberg solid, dark side fade, and
And
Josh
parasite green.
looks like he's
Gosh.
running on the green. Where is that? Oh, that's you know where that is? That's Swix. That's Swix Rapid. See, it's just flooded.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's go left on the same day. Must have been after a heavy rain because Big Creek probably pulled in there. Yeah, let's see. Do they have the small, like specs on the small?
I don't think so. They said they're still
Oh,
working.
no, they have a medium and large. Okay.
Oh, so
That
hold
was the
on.
small. I was
That
looking at
was
the
a
small.
small.
The medium is 8 foot 8, 26 inches, and 88 gallons. That's pretty good for medium. That seems to be, and they're ranging it from 150 to 240. And they have available in May. I do
So
like their
is the
colors. If I
small
was to,
coming out first? Is that a, that what we saw, right?
what's that?
Was the small before that or the same? I can't remember.
What do they have on the small? Let's go back to the small.
May
May. They're both
7th.
saying May.
Okay.
They'll probably get the molds back at the
That's a
same
good, I
time.
mean, dude, that's, that looks solid for a small, the spec. Well,
Yeah, I think, I think they did a good job on it. I mean, it'll be interesting to see how that boat turns out. I'm not sh I mean, I don't know. It's one of these
I
things.
mean, the outfitting, if you're curious about Varus outfitting, it's very similar to Waka. It's got almost identical stuff to Waka. So
Yeah.
if you like Waka outfitting, you'll like Varus outfitting.
I like Waka outfitting.
Pretty much on that. It's got like this molded in
I
thigh.
think they redid their seat though. From what I've seen, it looked like they have a new seat and a new way of adjusting it. It'll be interesting. But like anything, we'll see when the final product comes out. Right now, the one I've seen had a gladiator stuff just crammed in it.
We haven't yet, but we in the five and cross, yeah.
Yeah,
They're
so
kind of,
that's.
these are probably the most dated, I guess, of the boats we're talking about, but they're still relevant in my
Oh
opinion.
man, once again, they don't have a conversion on there. I could probably
It's
pull it.
good. No. Go to Zet USA.
That's what
You're
I'm
on
on.
like the Zet main page.
Yeah. See, everybody that wants to know, Zet, Matt is fully sponsored by Zet.
No.
And they pay him for reviews, just so you guys know. So anytime, Zet guys love him.
No, I just I like the brand,
Yeah, because I was on Zet Kayak because it was
hey. You can see the picture in my background there, Z5. I'm carrying that.
Yeah, here we go. Let's pull it up here so I'll
You
share
know what?
this.
I haven't paddled the Z5 since like last May, which is crazy. I just this paddle so many boats, it's
You
crazy.
paddle that Chili.
I paddle the Chili, but yeah. I love the Chili. It's probably my favorite boat.
I like the five more than the cross. I thought the cross was too big.
Yeah, I will talk about the cross, but yeah.
Yeah, and the five comes in at 25.6 inches, and I'm like you. I kind of like a more narrow boat. I don't like it all of the time, but there's a time I just think that's really fun to be in a narrow fitting boat.
Hey, I will say it's about Zet, man. I think they literally have tail to whatever, bow to stern, the most quality boat you can find. Like just outfitting, handles, bolts.
Everything.
Plastic,
The
plastic.
bomber, I mean, the outfitting, everything holds up really well. You get what you pay for.
And they're cheap. I mean, 14.99.
$14.99.
I mean,
$14.49.
You can get a chili for even cheaper than that. I mean, it's the outfitting's to be desired on that. But anyway, so the five paddling style, the five is not, again, not a lazy boat. You got to drive it or it will get. That's one thing I'll say about the five. If you do not drive it, it will go off course quickly. I've paddled it quite a few times. Still pretty stable boat, but I wouldn't say it's a beginner boat by any means. It's not something you're going to hop in. If a beginner got in a five, they'd probably get worked.
Yeah, the volume cuts back really hard right here. And I think that might be why. I think water gets pushes that around. It gets a little edgy right in here.
If
And
you're a small,
there's not a big edge on it.
I think the five is literally the best small medium creek boat, even right now, in my opinion. Like
I would not disagree with
if you're in
that.
that like me that in between range, small, medium, or schmedium, whatever you want to call it, I think the five is still the best creek boat.
I think so too. I would not disagree with that. Outfitting wise, I love the Thibs fiber.
Oh, they're awesome.
Dude, they are
Awesome.
so good. The thigh braces on the five and cross, and I don't like the way the Chili did theirs, but
Oh
I
my God, so
love these
big.
thigh braces. Adjustable, they're padded nicely. The back band feels really good, and the ratchets are super strong. They're really good quality. Everything about it's super
I
strong.
mean, you know me, I got the bolt stuff going on. They actually use very quality bolts too. The stainless on their bolts are, I
Oh,
mean,
really?
like I say, just everything about the Zet brand is quality, and that's what I like about them. Like, you know, every brand I could pick apart a little bit on something, but man, that's pretty good quality wise.
Man, the plastic by far is some of the most bomber. And they've got a cool little diamond pattern in the seat that makes it like, I don't know, it just makes it lighter and
Yeah,
easier to carry.
my five went off Gorilla upside down and backwards, and like didn't even nothing.
And you were in it, though.
I was
A
in
lot of people's, a lot of people, when they say that, they're not in the kayak. You know that, right? They're
it.
like, I swam Zwicks. It's just like,
Maybe a mild concussion, but I'll take it.
yeah. Oh, you're fine.
Now the five man, a great schmedium boat if you're out there. Smaller paddler, that's a great one to consider for sure.
And just for people to know, the cross and five
Are
are not
not
the
the same
same.
boat.
They are
Gosh,
not the
people need
same
to know
thing.
that.
They're actually, so I actually had them side by side when I had them. I had met with Trent, and he let me have all of them, and I test drove them, and I had the Toro, the Zet, the all of them, and the five, the cross. I lined them up, and the five and cross, I was like, oh, it's a small, medium, and medium large. I looked at them, I was like, no, the volume's different, the edge runs a little different, the way it fits is different. If I had to compare the cross to something, it's very similar to the Phantom. But I think the Phantom is a more well-rounded boat, but the Cross, I think, is a better boat in the long run. If I was going to go Phantom or the Dagger Phantom, if I had to go between one of them, I'd go Cross all day because the plastic's bomber and it just paddles really well on everything. But the
Yeah,
Phantom's really good on everything too.
the cross to me felt like kind of a better Machno. Like I wasn't a huge fan of the Machno, but the cross kind of has that ability. Like if you're running some stuff like you're not
Yeah.
familiar with, and you kind of need to kind of go slow and like look down at the rapid or look what you're doing and look what you're approaching. Like the cross is a great boat, and there's some spots where you don't want a massive amount of bow rocker to
That is true.
fly through stuff because you want to kind of slow down and again check what you're about to go up in. I mean,
Well,
so
that bow rocker, like you were like mentioning on the NAR. What happens is it gets so high that water piles under it and it doesn't let you come out as far. It does come out clean, but it comes out and then it stalls. The Phantom, I mean, the Code does that really bad. The Code will come out, drop, and do this, boom, and just stop and stop dead and then slow down. Then it drops down and now it gives you thinking time. The OG did that and the Code does that. The RMX does not. It seems to want to come out cleaner. And the Scorch does not either. I think the Scorch tail helps push it out. It gets on that tail and it goes cleaner out. It doesn't like go up as high. Just
I think the cross would be a good. I don't run waterfalls, but theoretically, I think it would be a pretty good waterfall boat.
where you don't, yeah, because you don't want a lot of rocker running big drops. You want to keep your bow down. You don't want to boof everything. I think these new modern boats will make you boof everything. Don't you agree?
Yeah, for sure. You can, as long as it's straight, it will go.
You'll just come off and roost off of everything in these modern creek boats, man. Well, there you go. You want to do a kind of a rundown?
Yeah, man.
If I had to choose my, obviously we can't even talk about the Varus Flux because we haven't paddled it, but it's in the running. I would put it somewhere in there. It looks good enough for me where I would put it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to rate it like because I haven't. It's not fair to, but it looks like I mean, Ferris. I would say you got a promising boat there. So,
Yeah, we'll get in them. Yeah. What do we always say? No matter what, you can either let us in one or we're going to get in one. We always find a way that somebody will have one out there. Man, it's like the boats that, it for me, my least favorite out of all of these, if we had to do like one, two, three, four, five. So we got five boats to pick from. My least favorite would be the Crossing Five. They'd be the lowest on my list. And it has nothing to do with build quality and their product. It's just they're very dated in their feeling on the water. And as far as performance, they're good at everything, but they're not particularly great at anything. Nothing like, I don't paddle. I paddled the five and I didn't come away, and the cross. I didn't come away like, whoa, that was awesome. I came away like, nah, that was pretty damn good. I was like, that's a good boat. That would probably be my number. Well, oddly enough, number five is the five.
It might be a little different for me because of my weight. I don't know. I would say, yeah, the cross is down there at, I don't know. I might separate these two because they are a little different for me. I might put the cross as like six and
Oh,
it.
that, no, I would agree. Yeah, if we're doing that, I was comparing them together. I agree with you. Cross six, five is five, in my opinion.
I would put the cross six because for me it's just not. I don't know. For me, it's not one of those boats, and it's pretty dated. It's not bad. Again, not a bad boat. If you get a good deal on one, shoot. Great creek boat. I would probably, hold on, we were looking at Nirvana Code.
RMX and Scorch.
For me, I would put the Nirvana at five. For me,
Okay.
my paddling style, what rivers I'm paddling, what I would use it for.
Yeah.
Again, it's not saying this is a number five boat out of all those. This is just for me, what I
Let's
prefer.
say, yeah, if there's a, and obviously it's very dependent on where I'm paddling too. You know,
Yeah.
it's hard. I'm just saying,
I'm trying to figure out where I would paddle
here's
it.
the thing. If we laid all of these boats out and we're not telling you where you're going, what you're paddling,
Okay.
that's our criteria. It's like we
That's
laid them
our
all out and
criteria.
it's like
Okay.
you can only
You're not
have
telling me
one.
where I'm paddling.
Yeah,
Okay.
what are we taking? So I need to know that I want to be in something.
Okay, if we're doing it that way, I would agree with you. Then the five is five.
Yeah. And for me, the number four would be the code. I think the code, that doesn't mean it's better or worse than a lot of them. I just felt the code, it's a little slow for me. And the edges are not hard enough for me. I can make an edgy boat work on anything. Even on manky runs, I can make an edgy boat run and I would like flare off of things and kind of compensate for it. But if I only had one boat, I would go like if I had to choose one boat out of this lineup, the code would be lower on the list. So it'd be cross five and then code for me.
Mine would be, next would be Nirvana. I like the code better. So
Okay.
overall,
Yeah,
I just,
my number three would be the NAR.
and then, yeah, obviously the code for me would be three.
Yeah, so that only leaves Scorch and
Now,
RMX.
I'm gonna have to say, since I haven't paddled the RMX, the kind of obvious number one for me would be the Scorch.
Well, there you go.
But this could change. This could change in the future.
You're about to be paddling it, I hope, anyway. Well,
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, the problem with me is I love the Scorch has been the best designed creek boat in the history of creek boats, in my opinion. It's like, I know a lot of people might be like, oh, whatever, but I'm telling you, the Scorch is so good. It's good at everything. I rate the RMX slightly lower than the Scorch, maybe even a tie. I can't choose between them. If I only had to pick one, it's hard to say. I don't know. I can't. I would go Scorch and then barely go the RMX, but I would pick the RMX also. I like the RMX so much because it's good at everything. It rolls off a drop smooth. It rolls off of rocks. It comes out of drops. I would probably take the RMX very slightly over the Scorch, but I'd have to know where I'm going. if I only had to choose one and I didn't know where I was going, I'd go Scorch all the way because I'm so comfortable in it and that boat does everything for me. It's a little shorter and a little more like easier to get in and out of things, but the RMX, if you told me I was doing big water where I needed speed to kind of bust over things and stay in the flow, RMX all the way. Then if you told me I was going to be on a manky run, I'd probably take the RMX again because the edges on the RMX are kind of tucked in and it comes off smoother. I'm just very partial towards the Scorch, but honestly, I give them a tie. I can't,
Yeah.
I it's hard for me to choose on that. So people would probably get mad, but I would say Monday I would take the RMX, Tuesday I would take the Scorch. So it'd be depending on what day. I would say we got 7 days to choose from, whatever day is the boat I'm taking.
Well, let's do this too. A lot of people out there listening are beginner paddlers, and
Okay.
they're kind of like, "What boat should what creek boat should I get?" So, how would we rate them based on that criteria?
A boat, a beginner creek boater?
Yep.
Like how, like just learning or been paddling for a little while?
Let's say just learning, but like potential.
Okay.
They're gonna be running some class three creeks, class four creeks, something like that. What would you say?
I would say
Let's just do top three.
the lowest on the list would probably be the if we're only doing three, the lowest on the list would be the Scorch for a beginner. More aggressive style of paddling, and it caters to that style of paddling. If you're lackluster or you're just kind of learning your strokes, you're gonna I think you'll become a better boater in a
Right.
boat. Like
Yeah.
you'll either swim a lot or you'll be a better
That's for
boater.
sure. Yeah, I would say I have to go. Yeah, three Scorch. Two for me. Would be probably beginner wise. I would say they're Narvana, and then one I would say Code.
All the way. 3, 2, 1, Scorch, Gnar, and Code. I think the Gnar is a really good beginner boat, and I think
Very stable. Absolutely. Yes.
and where I think you'd be fine either way with the Code or Gnar is the Gnar is going to have a more ability to teach you how to use your edges. The Code will not teach you how to use an edge.
That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
Now,
And
if you're aspiring a higher class creek boater, I would honestly reverse that and say, get the Scorch.
yeah, or if you're like let's say, because here's another factor I put in there is like your age and how many times you want to go. Say you're, in your mid 40s or 50s and you just want a boat to take care of you. I'm not going to tell you to get a Gnar or a
Code,
screw. I'm going to say
code,
get a Code.
all the way.
Just let it float you
That's
because you're
right.
only going maybe twice a month. You're like every other Saturday, you're going to be on the Ocoee and just kind of like Teleco and or just whatever, running like class three stuff. Get a Code. That boat will take care of you. And so will the Gnar. The Gnar will take care of you too. But if you're an older guy or girl and you're just trying to like want to be out there taking care of the Code, you can't go wrong with it.
I think the Gnar would run into some of the problems of getting offline if you're just kind of lazily,
It likes to be driven.
rather than the Code, which just literally you can just kind of hop in and just
You can float that thing, boy.
go down river.
You could seriously just kind of lay back and float it.
Have
And
your
you know the
fun.
and I put the RMX, if I you know if we had to choose between those, the RMX would be right up there with the Narvana, by the way. If I had to, I think Narvana and RMX are very similar as far as beginners. I think you'd like the RMX as far as like a beginner boat. Not as much as the Code. It's not going to take care of you as much. But if you're like a younger guy or girl and you're like really wanting to drive, you'll love the Gnar and the RMX. And then the Code more for the younger. But not saying someone, really good. Look at like an Isaac Hull or somebody like that. They drive the shit out of a Code. It's like it's not saying you can't do it. It's just what would I prefer? This is only our opinion, right?
Right, no, yeah. I mean, obviously team guys have to paddle their boats and they make the best of it, but they can paddle a broomstick down the river and make
A
it look good too.
broomstick. I don't know, but that's
You know
what
what
are
I'm
you
saying?
calling them, a bunch of witches, Matt?
Yeah, no, they're that good. They can just make
Yeah, I
anything.
know. I get
They
it.
can
Yeah.
paddle that. They can paddle that mutant you took out the other day and make it look good.
I like to see Dane in that mutant.
Oh my God.
He probably has paddled it, actually. He was alive when that mutant came out.
That thing looks horrendous.
Oh.
While we're on worst boats here, my number one worst boat in my experience of that I've paddled throughout my year, the Piranha Rev play boat.
Oh, the Rev.
That was
Ooh.
so bad. So
There's
bad.
Man, I can
mean,
tell you.
yeah, I'm not the best play boater, but I mean, I got intermediate skills. I mean,
Yeah.
the rev was awful. Gosh, it was awful.
Prano would probably agree with you. Yeah. The Nano was not a good boat either. It's hard to the thing with play boats, man. I'd found out when I was looking like really bad boats. Me personally, the worst kind of like boat I'd ever paddled was the Dagger FX.
Or paddle that one.
It's the one with the adjustable volume.
Interesting. Was it like a pod, like the?
Yeah, you screw it on. It was before.
That'd
Are
be pretty cool.
you see that on there, Matt?
Oh my God, what is it? It looks like a transformer. And that might even be the mutant as the ugliest boat ever made.
I'm working on getting one.
Oh my gosh.
So there's a big pod that goes on the front of it. I'm trying to find a picture. I would have had this
Maybe
pulled.
we should do like a month of paddling the
I'm
insane,
trying. That was an idea.
most insane birds you can find.
Well, everybody told me it's a lot of work, and it I'm telling you right now, Matt, you're gonna ruin a day on the river. I like
Yeah.
going out and having fun. I didn't have much fun. I was like, I could do it once, and it needs to be on a certain river like the Whitewater Center or a
No,
Coey or
I want you to take that one that we just looked at. I want you to take it on like 3,000 CFS pigeon drive.
Yeah, right. End up getting killed out there in that damn thing. Let's see if I can pull up a. I want to show you this thing.
thing looked
What?
horrendous.
So, here's an actual picture of it. Oh man, it. See it?
Oh my gosh.
So those screw into inserts right here.
It looks like a rotten potato.
There's an insert right there, right there, right there, and right
Gosh.
there.
But
These are
I hope
roto molded.
Snowy, you were not de were
Snowy did not design this.
yeah.
This was actually, when this came out the same year.
2003.
And you know what year that
I was graduating from high school in 02, so I
that's
didn't
when
know.
that mutant was out. There it
Yeah.
is without the pods. There it is with the pods.
That looks horrible.
And by the way, these actually break down and go in the stern of the boat. So you carry them with you. Is that not funny?
That I've never seen that one. That's definitely.
I'm getting one. I know someone that has one, and he lives close to me. I done messaged him and said, dude, I need that boat bad. He doesn't have the pods. He said, no, I threw those things away.
Can I let you borrow my high and dry while you paddle it?
No, you need to paddle this boat. It was actually designed by, I think Keith Lyles designed it, Mark Lyle and Keith Lyles. And I think he did the majority of work on it. And it's designed for someone 150 and under. But at the time, I was 150 and I could not stand it. It didn't do anything
I just
well.
don't, yeah, I don't know what it, I don't
They
know.
put that cutout, so it has a cutout in the bow, thinking that the theory was you'd go for a loop and the water would hit that pocket and send you flying, but obviously that's not the case. Volume up there is what sends you flying, not a big pocket. So that was kind of the theory of that cutout in the bow. It's got a big cutout up there. Piranha did that too, but it doesn't work. That was one of the worst boats. That and the Dagger CFS was a really bad boat for me too. That I actually paddle those boats a lot.
Trying to think of any other really bad ones I've paddled, but honestly, no, most of them are pretty decent.
Yeah, I put a thing up on Facebook about what's some of the worst boats, and it seems like a lot of people go back to the Eskimo Gambler, the Riot Kicks.
The fuse.
No, I like the Fuse. I
You
thought
like
the
the fuse?
I didn't hate it. How about that? I didn't hate it. Like I hate the Mutant. I didn't hate the well, I
Yeah,
strongly dislike
if
the
my
Mutant
buddy
too.
Johnny Dagenhart's listening, he had the chance to buy a brand new boat for the first time, and my buddy Daryl talked him into buying a damn brand
No,
new
I would
fuse.
not recommend it.
And
No.
he vowed it one time. It
That
looks
was
like I'm selling this piece of crap.
the fuse was an answer to the Jackson Fun series.
Yeah, I took a fuse out one time. I couldn't do much with it, but.
It didn't do anything particularly well, but I didn't absolutely hate it. I didn't think it was like complete
I
garbage.
actually wasn't a fan of the Innozone series. I like the Prozone
Man,
series.
you're gonna piss a lot of people off with
I
it.
know,
That
I
has a
know, I
good
know, I know.
following.
I know. But the Prozone was, dude,
Prozone
money.
was good.
The Prozone was money. I just felt the Innozone was super slow and like I don't know. There's some things I didn't like about it, but yeah, I know a lot of people love those boats.
The Innozone was a classic. I like the Innozone a little bit. It definitely surfed like a dream. I remember that. It surfed. The Innozone is kind of like the Ozone, and I think that's kind of like where they got the inspiration for the Ozone was the Innozone.
I like the Ozone. A lot of people hate that boat. I love
I
that.
like it. Yeah.
I have a blast in that
What kind
boat.
of paddle are you using nowadays?
Well, hell, I just bought a Lettman, so
Woo! Have you used it yet?
I haven't got a chance. Dude, I haven't been paddling. It's been a month since I've even been out. I'm still on the Strike. The Strike's still my
Oh,
go-to,
you're
but
on strike from paddling?
yeah, no.
Oh, you're used.
Werner Strike. The Werner
You
Strike.
said I'm on strike.
I'm on the Strike, like
I was
the.
like, did Lettman piss you off that much?
No, they're good dudes. Yeah, I'm excited to use it, man. I just
It's
haven't,
really good.
but I wanted it for race season. It wasn't
Yeah.
their fault, you know, everything backed up nowadays. So,
Yeah.
but
Yeah, I
no.
just got my hands on the
How'd you like that player? I
dude.
saw your review, but just for people out there that are watching.
It is an absolute beast of a paddle. The player to me was a good. I have a full final
Select,
thoughts
by the
coming
way,
on.
select.
It's a select paddles player. One guy commented, he's like, "Yeah, I've had a player for like 4 years now." I was like, "Really?" I was like, "Are you talking about the Warner player?" He's like, "Oh yeah, I have the Warner player." Paddle. I think I talked to you about this too. I've been using the G Power and a Lettman for play boating, slicey boating. I can tell you guys right now, if you have a two-piece paddle, do not use it for play boating because that joint is not designed to be flexed backwards. It's designed this away. Everybody I know that's broke their paddles have been there was like, yeah, I play boat a lot. I was like, don't be freewheeling, don't be like doing cartwheels because it does not like back loading that blade. It flexes that, and I think that's how you end up breaking them. If you unless you go with a solid shaft. So I've been using my Warner Surge. And the Surge isn't really that offset blade isn't really good for back loading. I needed something like a Powerhouse or a Strike or a Player or something. A Warner paddle is the one. Sidekick, Double Diamond. So I was looking at those, and then I seen the Warrior, and then Matt sold that Warrior, and then I didn't get a chance to get that one off him, or I'd bought that Warrior off of him because I like a bent shaft. But then Don had a straight. These only come in straight shaft only, and believe it or not, they're made for polo, kayak polo.
Interesting.
That sounds crazy, don't it? That a polo paddle, and but they made it a beast. It is like multiple layers of
Oh yeah,
carbon
man,
fiber.
the Warrior held up good.
You just didn't like the shape.
Something with me personally, I don't know if it's in my head.
He's Warner spoiled.
I don't have trouble rolling, but I had trouble rolling with this paddle in particular. I don't know. I've never had trouble rolling before. Not that I couldn't roll up, but like when I was in a crazy, like I got to roll in like 2 seconds situation, I missed on several rolls.
But had you used a bent shaft before?
No, so
Yeah.
one thing.
That was another thing. That one was a bent shaft, right?
Yes,
Yeah.
I would like to try. Honestly, I would love to try a straight shaft Warrior, and I might
No,
buy
you're going to try a
one.
straight shaft player next time I see you.
Okay, well, straight shaft player.
Yeah, because
CJ,
it's.
hey, CJ has one. He ordered one from Don.
They're awesome. And I can tell you. I beat the hell out of it. I don't. I'm somebody. I drive around with my paddles in a bag. Like I shine it after each lap. I'll shine it up with like Armor All or 303, and I'll wax the edges. Like that's how I treat my paddles. But when it comes to like a, but then I was like, man, I need a paddle that I can just like jam in things, throw in the trees, toss to people. I don't do that with my G Powers or Lettmans. And I beat the hell out of that player, and you can't even tell it, dude. It does
Yeah,
not.
it's they're stout paddles, man. They're good. They're very good. They're definitely in the market now, so
Yeah, we'll see. You guys can go check that out. And me and Matt, we'll probably do another one. We'll figure out more podcasts. And I'm gonna start. I've got maybe 25 guests lined up.
sweet. Yeah, man.
So
I
we'll
always
see.
enjoy listening to them.
I don't believe it until we get them on here. You know, people are like, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And then when you're like, when you want to do it? How about Sunday? Then Sunday. How about can we do it next Sunday? Then next thing we know, we're 3 weeks in. So yeah. So I'm always, you know. always thinking about it. It's just a lot of hassle to kind of get it going. But right now it's kind of winter time. We're not paddling as much, not as much running. So yeah, I need to spend some.
It's supposed to be 8 degrees on Friday down there in Bryson.
Woo! Boy, the temps are about to drop big time here in the Southeast. And as for people that not from the Southeast that listen to us, it's not. It doesn't snow a lot, but everything gets a sheet of ice on it. That damn thick, and it's just everywhere. It's power cold. Lines will fall, trees will fall, everything's frozen. I just don't like it when it gets unsafe, like put-ins, takeouts, driving to the river, sheets of ice everywhere, getting stuck. I'm not down for that.
No.
I'm down for being on the water, but getting to the river. All right, everybody, that's it. We'll go ahead and shut it off here. Thanks a lot, Matt. Thanks for joining me, and we'll do it again, man.
Yeah, man, I'll see you next week.
Later, peace out, buddy. Y'all. Woo!